Hello.
Hello, my name is Roger and I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you help me answering a few questions?
Sure.
Thank you very much. And may I know, does anyone in your household work for news media outlets such as print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And may I know, are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices?
100%.
Thank you. And may I know your age?
66.
Thank you. And may I know with what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I am white, Northern European.
Thank you. And can you rate your level of motivation to vote in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices?
Very high.
From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one is Donald Trump as former president of the U.S.
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Who? I'm sorry?
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
I somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden as president?
I strongly approve. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What about Sherrod Brown as senator?
I somewhat approve.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I'm going to do the same, but I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. And after I reach each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, if you have heard of that person of institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. The first one is Marcy Kaptur.
Generally favorable.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Generally favorable.
What about Republicans in the Congress?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit there.
I'm sorry. Republicans in Congress.
Generally unfavorable.
Thank you very much. What about Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
I'm somewhat favorable to them.
Thank you. What about First Energy?
First Energy?
Yes. First Energy.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. What about Derek Marin?
I'm not really familiar.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Probably the Democrat.
Lean or definitely?
Well, I don't know who the candidate is yet, so I'm not a party line voter. I consider myself independent. But okay. I'd say moderately towards a Democrat. No, okay, thank you.
And if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Independent, rubber.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, Joe Biden, absolutely, 100%.
Thank you. And if the election for the Senate were held today and the candidates were the Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Probably Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or will you say there's no chance you will consider voting for a Republican?
There might be a chance. I'm not really familiar with his position or anything. I'd do some research.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Carter. And some people said that she is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and opening borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time to change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Carter, somewhat less likely, or does it make no difference?
It makes no difference. That's obviously Republican propaganda.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'm going to read you some statements some people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. And after each statement, please indicate if it makes much less likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. This is the first one. Derek Merritt has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Merritt supports a federal ban that will overrun Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape or incest. Merritt even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. After that,
probably make me less likely to vote for him. Yes.
Okay. This is the second one. As a landlord who has received over 100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save more money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. This makes you much less likely, somewhat, or no difference.
That would be somewhat less likely, yeah.
Thank you. This is the third one. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we fought the bill for Merritt's corruption.
I'd say it makes it less likely, yes. Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. This is the next one. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age.
Makes him much less likely to vote for him.
Okay, we're almost finished with the statement. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no to that.
That makes him much less likely to vote for him, yes.
Thank you. This is the last statement. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt saw extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
That one doesn't do much for me.
Okay, thank you. And based on that, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Maron, or will you still vote for him?
No, well, the main reason I just don't trust him. He's untrustworthy.
Trustworthy, sir. Thank you very much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. So I'll ask you again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Derek Maron or Democrat Marcy Kaptur? Marcy Kaptur.
I would almost certainly vote for Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for the for Republican Derek Maron? What will you be the first reason you can think?
Frankly, I don't really like the Republican program in general. And, you know, they're anti-choice. I mean, they're all Trumpian, and I really despise Donald Trump. So anyone who backs Trump, I would not support.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're almost finished. I really appreciate the time you're spending with me today. And may I know, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? This is just for statistical purposes.
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And regardless on how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, as a Republican, independent, or something else? I know you already told me, but I would like you to repeat it once again.
I consider myself independent.
Thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very, somewhat, not too, or not important at all?
To my personal identity?
Yeah.
It's not that important to my personal identity, no.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. And these were all the questions that I have for you today. Thank you very much for your contribution.
Quite all right.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.